Well, they never have earthquakes on the East Coast until they do. And that brings us to talking about getting into planning and actually how we do that. Come on inside. Let's get this started. Well, hi, everybody. I'm Bill Bateman, part of the team here at Refuse to Be a Victim Personal Protection Training. We are located, say it with me, friends, in the Medford, White City area of Southern Oregon, 6800 Kershaw. That's where Kershaw and Corey make that obnoxious 20-mile-an-hour turn. Slow down, pull on in, and we hope to see you soon. We're talking about planning. A lot of folks will say, Bill, you always say plan this and plan that. Can you give me a few little ideas how make planning a little bit easier? And that recent earthquake on the East Coast, 4.8, which is fairly respectable. I've been in those personally, and they do catch your attention. It shows us that almost anything can happen anywhere. And too often, people find making a plan seems too big. It's almost insurmountable. Well, the key to successful planning, and there are several points. One, make it an ongoing effort. It is never a one and done. Two, consider all cases. Like, they never have an earthquake on the East Coast, but then they do. You have to look at all eventualities, including the most bizarre, a piece of like an airliner falling into your backyard and smashing your car. Never happens until it does. Another key is involving everyone who's going to be involved. You, your spouse, your kids, and if you are involved with others, like you have a senior living with you, or if you are a senior citizen and you have the grandkids over every now and then, there should be discussions and actual little workshops on what do you do if. Just like you need to take all the stuff out of your bags periodically, check it to make sure it's still up to date, and repack it so it's easy to get to, you have to sit down and think about planning. Best way, baby steps. Let's talk about lighting or food. Well, I was watching a TV show on Paramount Plus. It's called Joe Pickett. It's about a game warden who gets into the usual misadventures. There are flashbacks which show him as a teen when he and his brother create a loose leaf binder and it's their emergency book. What do I do when this happens? They actually go out and try and plan in an actual setting. If they're sitting out around the campfire, what would I do if? For example, this comes to mind. If you store food out in the wilds and you go back to get it, the raccoons got it. You've learned a valuable lesson before it got too serious. So that inspired me in watching that for two good ideas. Get family members involved, especially the young ones. It gets you good ideas and buy-in because young eyes and young ears are going to see and hear things you and I don't normally think of. And it also led me to suggest scenarios. Actually work through examples. Now remember, in a scenario, you have set this up. It's not like it just happens. So the fear, fight, or freeze is going to kick in. Keep that in mind. Scenarios are good, but you are getting advance notice. The lights are going to go out, for example. Well, let's use that example. You're at home. You're on the sofa watching your TV. Boom! Lights go out. Hear that big thunk. Well, what steps are you going to take? First of all, can you see to go check? Do you have a flashlight or something convenient to the sofa or your easy chair or the couch, wherever you're going to be? Have you got a place for a flashlight? The first thing I do is wait for my eyes to adjust, and I'm listening. I'm listening for car alarms, sirens, yelling, maybe screaming. I'm going to look out the window and see if the house across the street has gone dark. Is it just me? Is it the whole block? Or if the night sky suddenly gets a lot brighter, the entire city could have gone out. So these are the type of things we do when we plan. We consider the likelihood of something happening, and we look at the unlikely things happening. I saw on television just recently a person coming into a store somewhere here in Oregon, walks into the convenience store, and a giant saw blade comes sailing across the parking lot. It broke off a construction site, and that thing comes in there like 30 miles an hour and embeds itself into the door he just walked through. It pays to pay attention, folks. Pays to pay attention. Things are getting kind of scary out there. So when you're planning, involve everyone involved in the process. If it's going to be you and the kids, talk about it. There is no bad idea in a brainstorming session. Don't go to extremes like the mothership is going to land to carry us all home. Keep your tinfoil hat in the drawer until the meeting. Yes, goofy things can and do happen. And yes, we need to be prepared for all eventualities. However, it's a good idea to put the most realistic things first and then consider every aspect. We were talking about cameras last week, and I got some interesting feedback. There seems to be two schools of thought. Some people find it's good to just have the camera with a sensor that will activate and you can see it on your cell phone or on your computer. Others like to get more in depth and have almost a wired system. It's tied into home wiring. It's tied into a alarm system. And it's good to hold those discussions because just as we're talking about planning, when you're looking, if you want a camera, what do you want it to do? What is your expectation for the product you're buying? Too often we see something, we look at the commercial or we see it on television, oh, that looks good, I wish I had this at my house. How practical is it? How expensive is it? Are you going to get out of it what it costs you both in dollars and in effort? Now, most of this stuff has gone from extremely complex to something that is really, I installed my entire home security system myself, and I know it works because when the alarm went off, I got the call from the service, and we have an emergency code. We've got all the good stuff, and it's not costing me that much money. In fact, it's very inexpensive for the service that I'm getting. One other thing, and I mentioned it last week, I want to mention it again. We talked about notifying the 911 dispatch center of where an emergency key might be hidden. That's something we can do in our area. Please check in your area and your community to see if it's possible. Call the non-emergency police number and ask if you can tell them where you have your HIDA key. And I recommend a good HIDA key. You can buy them online for like $15, $20. You can also get those giant locks like realtors use, and it's a combination lock, and you unlock it, and inside is a key. I like the HIDA key a little better. I don't like the things that are supposed to be a rock or supposed to be a troll or things like that because they stand out. They're very, very obvious. So if you're going to have a HIDA key, if you're going to have something to allow an emergency responder to get in without taking your door off the hinges, because if you call for help and it's life-threatening, they will pop the door to get in to help you, and thank you for doing that. Yes, good job, ladies and gentlemen. To avoid that, in our area, it is possible for you to tell dispatch where a HIDA key is available to them, and that's going to make it easier for them to get in to you, and it's going to make it faster and less expensive. This is going to be a short one this week. I do want to talk a little bit about things out at the range. Now that the days are getting longer, you can come out, and I think we're up to 6:30 or 7 o'clock when the range closes. It's 30 minutes before sunset. Plus or minus. I mean, we're not going to go to like 7:03. That gets kind of silly. It breaks on the quarter hour. That means more time for training, more times for classes. I'm going to once again go in and try and find another way to make it easier for you to register. We've got some great classes. Home Defense Shotgun is my own personal favorite. I also like the Beyond Concealed Carry class. You've got your concealed carry permit. Now what? I've personally taken those classes. I've helped out training in those classes, and I find those two of the best classes you can get. Because when I first got my concealed carry, now bear in mind, I've been in firearms my entire life, but getting a concealed carry permit is much, much different. The first couple months, you feel like that gun is just printing. You feel like there's a flashlight shining on where you are carrying your sidearm. You're worrying about how you are dressing. You are worrying about which holster you've gotten. There's a lot of things to realize. Also, the responsibility. Remember, you are responsible for every round that comes out of that firearm. Knowing your backstop, the always, always, always points we discuss become very, very critical, because now it's life and death. Lawsuits can happen. Jail can happen. People can be hurt, killed, or permanently injured. So the responsibility that comes with a concealed carry permit is significant. And taking classes to help you deal with that responsibility safely, effectively, and legally, I cannot recommend that highly enough. So look on our website right on the front page, and you will see there's concealed carry and then concealed carry mastery. I suggest signing up for both. Get the concealed carry, and while you're waiting to process through getting the actual physical permit, take the concealed carry mastery. It gives you a really good sense of what you need to do. It also empowers you to make better decisions. I am going to be looking at a new way to register. I have, this is an ongoing project for me, trying to make it easy and quick for you to sign in and to get a course. I will let you know when that happens. Also, there's some things going on in my personal life that I may have to go to every other week on these programs. We'll see what happens, but more on that when it comes up. We do have our concealed carry classes coming up. That's right, this coming Saturday, April the 13th, is the concealed carry class, and we'd like to invite you to take part in that. There are some spaces available, so please jump on the website. Last month it sold out, so thank you. Folks are getting more involved, and I wanted to let you know we do have time on the 13th. Okay, like I said, this is going to be a little bit shorter than normal. I do want to thank you all, and I notice we are seeing more subscribers, and thank you. Do share this with your friends and family. Do pass this around, and if you got suggestions, like how about a little more help planning, Bill? Please feel free to send them to the email address at the bottom at professorprepperprotonmail.com. All right. We look forward to seeing you out at the range. We look forward to seeing you in class or just bumping onto your street there and saying howdy. Whatever you do, be safe. We'll see you next week. The preceding program was a presentation of Retired Guy Productions.